Acts 21. When we had at last torn ourselves away from them and put to sea, we set a straight course and arrived at Kos. The next day we reached Rhodes, and from there went on to Patara. Here we found a ship bound for Phoenicia, so we went on board and sailed in her. After sighting Cyprus and leaving it on our left, we sailed to Syria and put in at Tyre, since the ship was to unload her cargo there. We sought out the disciples and stayed there a week. Through the Spirit, they kept telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem, but when our time was up, we set off. Together with the women and children, they all escorted us outside the town. On the beach, we knelt down and prayed. Then, after saying farewell to each other, we went aboard and they returned home. We completed the journey from Tyre, landing at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed one day with them. The next day we left and came to Caesarea. Here we entered the house of Philip the evangelist, one of the seven, and stayed with him. He had four unmarried daughters who were prophets. When we had been there several days, a prophet called Agabus arrived from Judea. He came up to us, took Paul's belt, and tied up his own feet and hands and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. The man to whom this girdle belongs will be tied up like this by the Jews in Jerusalem and handed over to the Gentiles." When we heard this, we and the local people urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. To this he replied, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For my part, I am ready not only to be bound, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And so, as he would not be persuaded, we kept quiet, saying, "The Lord's will be done." After this, we made our preparations and went on to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and took us to the house of a Cypriot called Mason, with whom we were to stay. He had long been a disciple. On our arrival in Jerusalem, the brothers and sisters gave us a very warm welcome. The next day, Paul went with us to visit James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he gave a detailed account of all that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. They gave glory to God when they heard this. Then they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands of believers there are among the Jews, and all zealous for the law. And they have heard about you, that you instruct all Jews living among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or observe the customs. What is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. So do what we tell you. We have four men here who are under a vow. Take these men along and be sanctified with them and pay for the shaving of their heads. Then all will know that there is nothing in what they have heard about you and that you too observe the law by your way of life. About the Gentiles who have become believers, we have written giving the decision that they must abstain from things sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from illicit marriages." So the next day Paul took the men along and was sanctified with them, and he visited the temple to give notice of the time when the period of sanctification would be over and the offering would be presented for each of them. The 7 days were nearly over when some Jews from Asia caught sight of him in the temple and gathered together the whole crowd and laid hands upon him, shouting, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who is teaching everyone everywhere against our people, against the law, and against this place. He has even brought Greeks into the temple and profaned this holy place." For they had earlier seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with him and thought that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused and the people rushed together. They seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and the gates were immediately closed. While they were setting about killing him, word reached the tribune of the cohort that the whole of Jerusalem was in uproar. He immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. Seeing the tribune and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. When the tribune came up, he took Paul into custody, ordered him to be bound with double bonds, and inquired who he was and what he had done. People in the crowd called out different things, and since he could not discover the facts because of the uproar, the tribune ordered Paul to be taken into the fortress. When Paul reached the steps, the crowd became so violent that he had to be carried by the soldiers. And indeed, the whole mob of the soldiers was after them, shouting, "Away with him!" Just as Paul was being taken into the fortress, he asked the tribune if he could have a word with him. The tribune said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian who recently stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 rebels out into the desert?" Paul said, "I am a Jew, from Tarsus in Cilicia, citizen of a well-known city. please allow me to speak to the people. When he had given permission, Paul took his stand on the steps, waved his hand to the people for silence. A profound silence followed, and he started speaking to them in Hebrew.